Carson and Kennedy, Mix 104.1. Carson on vacation this week. Dan and I are here, and we have Chef Jason Santos sitting in with us, as he is wont to do from time to time.
Yes.
We so enjoy it. But we were having a conversation off air. I don't know how we got on this subject, but Jason's like, yeah, I used to have a pet pig.
It was the best.
You've lived a whole interesting life.
I was into this weird animal thing. I think I was just bored. So I got this little pet pig, the teacup pig, as they call it.
Yes.
It's supposed to not grow more than 2 pounds. Well, its one leg was 2 pounds. It got bigger and bigger.
That became a thing, right? People were buying them.
Yeah, it was like all over the news.
Non-reputable breeders.
But
while
it was small, it was like the best pet I've ever had. Super snuggly. Used to love eating strawberry tops. Would cuddle. My now wife was my girlfriend at the time. Would come over and she would study. And the pig would sit in her lap while she was working. I mean, it was like the best pet ever.
Where did you keep where were you living when you had a pet?
I lived in a tiny apartment.
That feels like not a farm.
Yeah, no, it was definitely not a farm. It lived in my little 500 square foot apartment. And it would just oink all day and would break into the food. And it was fun. But
and his name again?
Piggy Smalls, a.k.a. Notorious P.I.G.
Okay. How could you not?
And did you?
It's right there.
Do you crate train? Do you train them to go in a litter box? Do you train them to go outside?
It was litter box train. They're actually super, super smart.
So yeah, sure.
Litter box train, but it started to break into the refrigerator and get food.
Because it's so smart.
It would know how to open the refrigerator. So it kind of got a little overwhelming. So I had a great friend that owns his farm with a bunch of other pigs, and we sent it to the piggy farm.
And now it lives its best life on the farm.
And it's like 400 pounds.
How big was the Notorious P.I.G. when you were like, it's time for him to go?
It started getting probably 15, 20 pounds. I mean, it was the size of a small dog.
And he's how big now?
He's 400 pounds.
Oh,
now.
My gosh. Yeah.
What is teacup
it's a
about
sow.
That?
I think his
it was
nose.
A whole thing, Dan. It was like people saying that they were reputable breeders, saying that they were teacup pigs, but they were just selling them regular pigs.
Right.
Just baby pigs.
As pig puppies.
Yeah.
And this was not your only experience with an exotic animal.
No, I also bought an illegal cat at the time. It was a serval. If you think of it like a small cheetah.
It's literally a feral
cat. Yeah, it was $4,000. I sent this lady from Russia, $2,000. We landed in the airport. She showed up to Logan. It was like a drug deal. She passed off this crate. I gave her the check. I got home. I had this cat for 17 hours because it would play with me and it would make me bleed. And I thought, you know, this is not for me.
Because it's not supposed to be.
Right, yeah. I learned my lesson.
You did.
I tried to buy a penguin once too, but that's another story for another
Absolutely
day.
Absolutely not.
Yeah. You did an illegal cat deal at Logan Airport?
I did. It was literally like out of a movie. Like,
was she
it was
in a
the
trench
handshake.
Coat?
Thank you so much.
How many illegal animal deals do you think go down at Logan Airport on the daily?
I'm sure a lot. I mean, I was pretty young, but I found this website where you could buy like crazy animals. I looked into a baby giraffe once. I mean, it got
no,
a little crazy.
No, there's a reason we're not supposed to have these.
I learned my lesson.
How much did you pay for the cat that you had for 17 hours?
It was a little less than $4,000. It was a lot. And at the time, I was broke. So
does it also live on the farm now?
It does live on the farm with Piggy Smalls.
Did it have a name?
It was Frank.
Frank.
The farm's Frank. Not a euphemism for you offing these animals,
no,
right?
No. I had to pay him Bitcoin. No questions.
Dan, do we have someone on the phone?
We do. We have Eileen from Dorchester.
All right.
Which is also not a lot of farms up there.
Hello, are you there?
I am.
Did you also have an exotic pet?
I have two pigs, but I don't keep them in Dorchester. They are in Ossipee, New Hampshire. We have a home up there.
And they just live their best life?
They live their best lives. Their names are Duke and Daisy.
Are they for fun or for food?
That's a good question.
Well, I thought when I named them, we'd keep them for fun. And then I thought that we were only going to keep them for a short time. But my grandchildren love them. Okay. They go in, they feed them when we're not there. But I have picky pigs. They like apples and grapes and all of the sweet fruit.
Well, why not? Why wouldn't you?
They're going to make tasty pork chops.
I don't know. I feel like once you name them, it's tough.
Because
eating bacon is one thing, but eating Daisy?
Well.
Yeah, you can't eat Daisy. My neighbor has a farm. My neighbor has a farm where they grow, you know, all of the condiments that go on your sandwiches right next door. And they come over and they grow all the corn.
You guys are so close to a BLT.
It's great. They just say, oh, can we go over and feed the pigs? And I said, anytime. They just drive across the field and throw it in there.
Oh my God, that sounds amazing.
It's like, you know those famous pigs in Spain, Iberico pigs? They feed these pigs acorns, so the meat is like so sweet and amazing. Almost like a Kobe beef. You know, they're fed sake and massage. You're feeding these pigs apples. I mean, I don't know. We're on to
something.
They're
just going to be a happy, happy pigs. That's all.
We're on to something.
It's getting menu item ideas.
No, let's stop.
Yeah. I walked across the field eating some purple grapes, and I'm telling you, they spotted those grapes like 25 feet away. That was
sweet,
it.
Sweet,
sweet.
I love it.
Thank you so much, Eileen.
We appreciate it.
God bless Duke
thank
and Daisy.
Thank you very much.
And from the 978, I have a lizard named Turtle and a skinny pig named Nosehair. That works for me.
This goes out to a Notorious P.I.G. out on the farm.
Baby, baby.
Living in the farm with stuff in my face.
You need to write a book, Jason.
Yeah, from the 978, I want to be Jason when I grow up. Who doesn't, Fred?
Making illegal serval cat deals at
Logan.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.